Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You have been listening to Hypnagogue Podcast number 484. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Served up 15 tracks on this nonstop 90-minute ride. Hope I didn't throw you too badly that there was no kind of introduction. I just had nothing to say. We started off with Quiet Resonance off of their release, Pathways. That track was called Valley. I played a track for you last episode off of An Ambient Decade, and I think I'd mentioned then that I had thought about grabbing another one for that self-same episode and thought, no, don't do that. But I knew I wanted to come back to this excellent compilation, so I did. I gave you Ben McElroy with Surely There Are Worse Things. Then it was City of Dawn teaming up this time with Eddie Reuter. I gave you the title track off their album Silphira. That means silent fire, possibly in Persian. Don't hold me to that, I'm just telling you what Google Translate suggested. Went back into Seamus Omwanekin's Blue Moon Set release after that for In the Burrows. Earthborn Visions gave us Pensive Resolution from Relief, Silence Comes. I was like, Relief, period. Silence Comes, period. It's like a little story in and of itself. After that, it was Bruno Sanfilippo from Piano Textures 4. That was Piano Textures 4, 8, Roman numeral 8, because he's fancy like that. And then a duo I have not played in here for a very long time, Dwight Ashley and Tim Story, off of their superb release, A Desperate Serenity. And that track was Rain Without Reason. And then it was Herrn von Bormans. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correct. There's a V in there that throws me. This is one of those situations where I, as of this recording, I downloaded this album yesterday, and I was going through the things that I had recently unpacked and downloaded and just playing them, and this track came up. So possibly one of the quickest transitions from me unpacking to me shoving something into a podcast episode was that track called One of the 144K. That is off the album Synthergic. There's a lot of really interesting kind of modular synth stuff going on in there. Really enjoyed that. And that made me want to kind of keep that feel going, so I grabbed Synth NL's Exosphere off of the Atmosphere release. After that, I noted at one point on my tracks to playlist that I liked the kind of funky dub aspect of Pipio from Projective Module, so I put that in there. That is off the album Other Things That Happened. Then we headed off for a couple of tracks into a post-rocky kind of landscape. Pictures from Nadira off of their Nadira album. That was Kujul Awa. Sonar came after that with Critical Mass from Black Light. And in the middle of this, by the way, I was going to play you, there's a wonderful track from Jeff Pierce off of his album Follow the River Home called Snowfall, because those two tracks kind of put us into sort of a guitar-based thing, and Jeff Pierce is an amazing ambient guitarist, but he has this one track, Snowfall, that is that, and then in the middle of it, it just turns into this shred fest for 90 seconds. But I went back and I looked, and I have played that song three times in the history of the podcast and did not feel like going for four. But really, go find that track. It's really, really friggin' good. So instead, I hopped over to Gregory Paul Manief's album I Knew You Once for Reconcile. I've got an interesting album from Odestici. It is called Familiarity Unfolded. And it's one track that's just Odestici, and then it's a bunch of, well, it's five more collaborations with other artists. Neuro No Neuro is on here, and Umlaut. Date with Death, and I picked the one where he teamed up with Distant Fires Burning. That track was called Scalar, then in parentheses, E-dit, kind of like edit, but it's like E-dit. I don't know why. I know you don't expect me to explain these things, and you are aware that I have no friggin' clue what's going on with some of these titles, but I feel that I owe you an attempt. Anyway, closed out with a great track from George Wallace. It's the title track off of his superb album, The Exquisite Now. And that is how we ended up with with 90 minutes of music, Hypnagogue Podcast 484. Hope you liked it. Hey, if you like what you heard, by the way, and you head over to hypnagoguepodcast.com to check the links on the playlist to go get some of this music for yourself. Two things that we always say here. Number one, if they have a name your own price option, please put in something higher than zero to thank them for their art. And if you get a chance, tell them that you heard them on the Hypnagogue Podcast. Not that it matters to absolutely anyone in the world except for me. So do that, though. I took a quick edit there while I decided whether I was going to blab on about subscribing and all that stuff. But you know what? If you're here, you've probably been here for a long time. You're already subscribed. You are my people, the listening tribe. I don't need to tell people. Just keep listening. Listen next time, because there's another one coming. And until then, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.